Family is the first community of the humankind, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1-4. Today's Bible verses come from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1-4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children, instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. In a book titled A Rebellion of Twilight, one of the short novels written by a French writer, Bernard Werber, there are moving stories. In this book, there is this story. There was a sign put up at a restaurant saying, if you are an elderly, who are 70 years or over, then do not come in. The politicians began to promote anti-elderly movement activities, claiming that because of the elderly people, the national fund is running out. And the old people who have lost their contacts with people, they were taken to the mercy killing centers, they were forced to have the death shots. They were made to end their lives there. An elderly couple was taken to the mercy killing center and they escaped. Following them, a lot of elderly people escaped from the mercy killing centers and they went into the caves in the mountainside and resisted. But their resistance did not last long. People spread the flu virus in the caves to make the elderly powerless and the resistance activities ended. And the main elderly leader of the group who led these resistance activities for the elderly, he got caught. He had euthanasia and got killed. The old man left his last words, when he was dying by the mercy killing injection. To the young guy, who was giving him this shot, he said, you will also become an old man like me. Now you are giving me this death injection as a young man. But one day you will also be an old man like me, that's right. This is the story that is in the book titled A Rebellion of Twilight. This criticizes the fact of these days, that the old people are considered as burdensome and annoying. But this is not only the story that is in the book. But somehow, this is also our reality as well. You will, one day, will become an old man like me. We will also become old one day. We need to realize that the problems of the elderly will also be our own problems, because we would also be the old people one day in the future. Our country is the country of the world that has the fastest rate of having the amount of old people. Now this is the time that our nation, our society, church, family and the social welfare for the elderly need to be taken into account seriously. We also need to set the identity correctly in our nation, so that our culture of our nation respects our elderly too. From early days, our church began to run the welfare center for the elderly. More than 7,000 elderly are making the most of the center. I am grateful for this. The Bible can be divided into two big parts, two kinds of relationships. One is the relationship between God and humans, and the other is the relationship between humans and the other humans. If we look at the Ten Commandments, this is also divided into two parts. From the first commandment to the fourth commandment, it talks about the relationship with God. It teaches us on how we should serve God in the correct way. From the fifth commandment to the tenth commandment, it shows us the relationship between humans and the other humans. When we live a life as a Christian, it is easy to think that we should live in the right relationship with God only. So at times, Christians are easily seen as living lives in a selfish and self-flattering way. But no, it is not the way it should be. The Bible told us that the relationship with God is important, but the relationship with other people is also very important. Matthew chapter 5 says, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. This tells us how important the relationship with others is. Not only the relationship with God, but we need to have good relationships with other people. We need to pray to live like this. More than anything else, we need to have three correct relationships. The very first community of the humankind initially started from family. So, starting from family, happiness of the humankind, prosperity and blessings have been given. In family, when these three relationships are formed well, a happy family gets created. The relationship with parents, relationship between married couple and the other is the relationship between parents and children. Firstly, focus on the relationship with parents. In verses 1 to 3, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." If we condense these verses, it shows us what God's first commandment for humans is. The commandments are the commands from God that we must abide by. We know the Ten Commandments well. The first commandment for the humankind is the correct relationship with our parents. The first commandment that God gave us among all, with humans and in the relationship with humans, is to obey your parents. Why did God give us this command, the correct relationship with parents, as the first commandment? As a baby is born, the relationship that gets formed for the very first time is the relationship with parents. This is the natural law that a person cannot choose, and this is what the heaven chose for us. Paul in the Bible talks about two things in the relationship with parents. The first one is to obey your parents in the Lord. And the other is honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Therefore, being dutiful to our parents is not just about being ethical and moral, but way beyond that, it is a command that God gave us, as the commandment that the humans must abide by. Therefore the true Christians obey God in the heaven above and obey parents on the land. This is the way that Christians should follow. Do you know what kind of sin is that God hates the most? It is a sin of disobedience. Adam in the Bible too, when he did not obey the words of God, he got kicked out from the Garden of Eden. Even the angels of God too, when they did not obey, they were kicked out from their positions and became evils. What was the reason that the king Saul was abandoned? When he did not obey and when he acted as he liked, God took the position of the king from him. The Christians should obey God of above and obey parents on this land. This is the way Christians should live. Then that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. He promised the blessings like these. Secondly, the parents are the high priests at home. In verse 3, it says, "that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." The high priests for children are parents. In the Bible, it introduces us the blessings from three parties. Firstly, God, an origin of life, himself gives us blessings. The other is the high priest of the Old Testament. The high priests who have been anointed with oil, if they bless the people, the blessings became the reality. Today, these are equal to the church ministers of the Lord. And God gave the rights to blessings like high priests, especially to the parents. In the Bible, as the way that Abraham blessed Isaac, the way Isaac blessed Jacob, the way Jacob blessed Joseph, as they blessed their children, and the children became the children of blessings. Then, you, who became parents to your children, you are the people with rights to the blessings like high priests in your household. Give blessings towards your children, bless your family. It is because God has set you as high priests in your homes. So in today's passage, in verse 3, it says, "that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." He promised this. Honor your parents. This means, make your parents be glad. Make them pleased. Making their hearts to be merry, this is honoring parents. Because there is shortage of money, so cannot buy good clothes, and cannot give good gifts, but at least, we need to work on making them happy. When parents age, in little, insignificant words, they get disappointed easily. They feel lonely and they easily get tearful. It is because their body, hearts also get weaker. They get pleased when they get little attention and also in words too, They easily get disappointed and they become angry easily too. The most dishonoring children are the children who make their parents to worry. If children are married, the way that the couple lives in happiness, this is actually honoring parents. If you are a student, studying to the best of your ability is honoring parents. A while ago, I read in the newspaper that the word that the parents get scarred the most is, "I cannot possibly communicate with you." It said parents get scarred the most if they hear words that ignore and let parents down. The words that they want to hear the most often, in contrast, is "live long and good health." The words that they want to hear even more is "thank you for raising me up well." When they hear these, it has been said that they feel the happiest by these words. Thirdly, being dutiful to the parents is what we can do when the parents are still alive. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long, and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you." These words mean when parents are alive, honor them. Christianity is a religion of honoring parents. Serving God, serving parents, and serving our neighbors, these are the spirits of Christianity. Honoring parents in Christianity means honoring our parents when they are still alive. But these days, this society is in disorder. I have heard that there was a child that killed his own mom for telling him off about wrongdoing. There was a child that hit his own father. He claimed that his father was not capable enough. There are children that go out of their homes and wander on streets saying that they cannot trust their own parents. There are people that kicked their sick and ill parents out to the care centers, changed their phone numbers, and even, from their parents, they forced their parents to sign on the form saying that they will not claim on anything. When these children send their parents to care centers, they normally sign on three things. Firstly, when they are asked about their children, say that they do not have any children. Secondly, till they die, do not contact them. Thirdly, till the very end, do not say the names of their children until they die. There are people that send their parents to the care centers and sign on these. Now the number of the average elderly who commit suicide a day is 13. The elderly strap their neck and kill themselves. They go in the water and force to drown themselves, and they take pills in to end their lives. This is not the story of others. Honoring parents in Christianity is honoring them when they are still alive. In the Bible, it said, "If you have mistreated your parents, then you should be stoned to death." Like this, Christianity is teaching people about honoring parents, but because Christians do not bow to the ancestors when they have a sacrificial ceremony, some people misunderstand the ideas of honoring parents in an incorrect way. Truly honoring parents in Christianity is not like other religions. It is not after death, bowing down 100 times. It tells us to do well to our parents when they are still alive. This is the idea of honoring parents in Christianity. We need to serve our parents well when they are still alive. If we regret it after they leave us, it is too late. There was a bad custom in Korea back in old days. People do not do this nowadays in Korea, but in old days, because we were not wealthy, we did not have enough food to eat. So there was an old custom called Koryojang. This involved taking the elderly deep in the bush and putting them there. One day a guy put his ill mother on his back on a carrying rack. To put her deep in a mountain, he went inside the bush more and more. He saw his mother taking the tree branches off, and she bent these to cut these into several pieces, and she spread them on the floor on the way that they traveled. So the son asked, "Why, mother, are you bending the tree branches and spreading these down on the pathway?" She answered her son, "I am marking the way we traveled." Her son cynically smiled at her. "Mother, you are going into the bush to die. You will not be able to come back." His mother said, "I know. Once you trash me away from you, on your way back home, you might possibly get lost, so just in case I am marking our way for you. so I'm putting the branches on the pathway we traveled. His mother knew that she was going to be dead, but till the very end, for the mean and heartless son of her, that would get back home on his way after trashing his mother, she was worrying about her son and was thinking about him. We need to know that this is love of parents for their children. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the heart of parents. We need to treat our parents well, with respect and with genuine love. We need to honor our parents. We need to be different from other secular people of this world. In this month of family, I hope and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will form a beautiful family that has the right and close relationship with your parents. Secondly, it is the relationship between married couples. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 24-25, it says, "Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." The Bible exactly and very accurately teaches us about the role of a married couple. Between married couples, there is no calculation of a distance between them. There should be no distance between husband and wife. But once they break up, once they divorce, they become separate people, like strangers. They are no longer connected with each other. When they are married, the couple is the closest people to each other, but once they separate, they become like strangers, completely different. But the children can be calculated as one generation away from parents. Married couple relationship is a relationship that has been formed by loving each other. Only married couple is a relationship that has been formed by love. So God set Adam and Eve as a married couple and made the very first community called family. God ordered them to love each other and give birth to children and raise them. God gave them blessings to control and overcome the things of the world. Therefore, the true essence of family is love. When married couple relationship is happy and tight, the relationship with children, relationship with parents, and relationship with parents-in-law too will be in peace and will be good as well. The most important relationship is the relationship of the married couple. Someone said, "I am okay without you, but I am not okay if I cannot live with my parents." It seems that this person is honoring parents exceptionally well, but this is a silly thing. Once the relationship between married couple is broken, the children, parents-in-law and so on, everything gets broken and torn apart. The most important relationship out of all the people relationships is the married couple relationship. This married couple relationship needs to be tight, so the relationship with children, with parents-in-law also will be in harmony. Therefore, the relationship between married couple needs to be restored with love. In the married couple, the problem is not only related to themselves. It is directly connected with their children and directly connected with their extended family. This is about couple. A couple cannot live for one's profit or satisfaction for one person only. This is couple. Even one person wants to enjoy and fulfill one's desire, he or she needs to be aware that this may destroy the peace of the family, and this is the way to bring bad luck. So controlling the desire, this is the key to make happiness in family. A married couple needs to create happiness. It does not get naturally formed by itself only. Just like a sculptor works on his work for hours and hours and with effort to produce a beautiful piece of art, we need to create a happy family, a beautiful family with understanding, consideration, care and love for each other. So Eric Fromm introduced love in three types. He said love is giving. He said, love is understanding, helping, covering up, forgiving and helping one another. Also, he said love is being interested in each other. And then it is being responsible. If a person cannot take responsibility for another, then this person does not have the worth to love. This kind of person would not be qualified enough to love. We do not know when we are together. Once a person leaves us, we get to feel how precious this person was to us. Often this is the case. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, family needs to be restored. If it cannot be restored, all the children and all the family relationships will be unhappy. In this month of family, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your married couple relationship will be the happy one. Thirdly, there is something that parents should do. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, it says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children, instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." This shows what parents should do to their children today. Do not expect the compensation from children. When I was raising you up since you were young, I educated you. I helped you to get married. I could not eat what I wanted. I could not wear what I wanted. I could not go to where I wanted. I raised you up like this, but once you are married, how could you be like this? Once you are married, how could you be like this? If we have psychology of expecting something in return, the family of our children becomes unhappy. We should not expect anything more. We need to take our hands off them once we have raised them. We need to be happy just for the fact that they live too. We need to be grateful. For the rest of my life, I would like to be the good soil for my children, good ground for them to succeed, such as these. We need to think like this so we do not have regrets and dissatisfaction. One of the things that the foreign countries do well is that they do not leave any inheritance for their children. Until they are very old, they look after themselves and they donate all to the society, or to the church that they served. And the society guarantees their welfare system so they do not depend on their children at all. Our country too is changing little by little. Back in the old days, parents relied on their children only. People preferred son, they wanted to have son, but son is not something that is extraordinary. These days, having daughter is way better. It has been said that a person with daughter is a person with a gold medal, a person with two sons is a person that had been taken everything away, and it is referred to as a neck model. My wife and I have two sons, so we could be described as having a neck medal. Parents need to be satisfied just from providing education for their children and raising the children up, and they should not expect anything in return. Serving in the ministry is like that, too. As I serve in the ministry, blessing others, loving others, praying others would be sufficient for me to complete my mission. If I expect more, then I may get scarred in return. I may get the disappointment. It is not something that I should expect anything from. Work hard to inherit the faith to your children. Make effort to do that. Out of all the things, there are things that do not burn and do not get rusty. That is the inheritance of faith. This does not get burnt by the fire. This does not get rusty. We need to work on making the family of faith forever. In the Bible, Moses was like that. Samuel was like that, Timothy was like that, and the family of Noah too, inherited the DNA of faith to their descendants. The inheritance of faith went down their generations genetically. The education of parents influences the children in many ways, in all areas. I hope all your families will become families that inherit the inheritance of faith. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, family is the most important place to rest and the roots of happiness for any person. All the blessings that God gives as well begin from the family. I hope and pray that your family will have smiles, laughter and joy and happiness. The very first relationship that gets formed as we are born in this land is the relationship between parents and us. It is the relationship between parents and children. The relationship between parents and children, this cannot be chosen, and we do not have any power to choose anything. This is the formation that God gave us, the meeting that God planned, and this is the relation that God had put in our lives. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your relationship like this would be a happy one. I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.